Good morning. My name is Brother Lachlan Sofield. Most people call me Lach, and I'm a member of a community called the Missionary Servants of the Most Holy Trinity. Isn't that impressive with a name like that? I will be conducting the parish retreat in about a month or so. And they've asked me to share a little reflection on today's reading here this morning. I met Father Dick this morning over in the rectory, but it wasn't the first time I met him. As soon as I saw him, because you can always spot him, I think, I remembered him from the two of us working together with the priests at the same program out in California. And he was giving me a little bit of insight into this group. He said, you got to be careful of this group. He said, they'll give you signals. He said, if they go like this, it means it's the third time they've heard that story. And so I want to begin with the signal. When I was working upstate New York, a sister told me they had just had a children's mass. And they said that during the children's mass, the mass went on much too long for the little children. And right in the middle of the homily was certainly too long for the little children. A little first grade boy in the first pew stood up on the pew, turned around, and began talking to everybody in the pew behind him. The sister sitting in the back saw this. She looked at him and she went like this. And he looked at her and he went. And she looked at him and she went. And he looked at her. And he went. And she got very frustrated, so she said to the little girl sitting next to her, you go tell him to sit down and stop talking. So the little girl obediently walked out of the pew, walked up the side aisle, walked past the front pew, walked into the sanctuary, and whispered into the ear of the priest. Sister said, sit down and stop talking. And because he went to a Catholic school, he said, yes, sister, and sat down right away. So if I start talking too long, this is the signal to give me. I've heard much about this parish, and I experienced it for myself this morning. Rita, I don't know where she's sitting right now. Oh, right here. Right here, this Rita. Different Rita. This Rita made me feel so welcome, and one of the most important things in any parish is that you feel welcome. And then Don recognized me from someplace he had met me before and gave me a little tour around. One time I was doing a program, it was called A Parish as a Welcoming Community. And nobody met me at the airport. This is true welcoming. The reflection on today's reading. It's such a direct and such a simple reading, it's not difficult. It talks about two things when it talks about the Good Shepherd. It talks about consolation, and it talks about challenge. Whenever you listen to the scriptures being proclaimed, I'm sure what you do is you take those scriptures and you personalize them. Too often, some people, they listen to the scriptures as though somebody is simply telling a story of something that happened in the past. Every time you hear the scriptures, God is talking to you directly, personally. What did you hear in the scriptures this morning? I know as I listened to it, as I say, it had those two areas of both consoling and challenging. The consoling part is that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. And when we sang that opening hymn, you heard how that Good Shepherd treats us. He carries us in his arms. We are unique to him. We are special to him. And it tells us that God has laid down his life for his sheep. That's us. That's how much God loves us. That God is our shepherd. God lays down his life for us. And because we are so special, it tells us, we are called the children of God. We are God's children. Now that's where it is consoling. Let me remind you of the challenging part of the reading. It tells us there are other sheep. So who's going to take care of the other sheep? Oh, that's the secret. We are. Each one of us has been gifted and called by God, each one of us, to become the presence of God in the world. The Good Shepherd is no longer around. Each one of us must become the Good Shepherd to others. When Father Dick says at the end of the Mass, "Go, the Mass is ended," what's he saying to us? He's telling us to go out and to be the Good Shepherds. There was a theologian I knew by the name of Regis Duffy. He was one of the best sacramental theologians I've ever met. And one day I heard someone ask him a question. I said, "Regis, how do you know if you've had a good liturgy? Do you ever think of that question? What's the criteria in this parish you use to know if you've had a good liturgy?" He said, "There's only one criteria. Only one. When Father Dick says, 'Go, the Mass is ended,' where do you go and what do you do? How has your life been transformed because you have received the Good Shepherd?" Pope John Paul II, when he wrote about the Eucharist, reminded us that we're not only to receive the Eucharist, we are to live the Eucharist. How do you live the Eucharist? Benedict XVI put it this way. He said, "Any Eucharist that does not lead to concrete acts of love is a fragmented Eucharist. Fragmented, broken. That if I don't go out and become the Eucharist to others, that's broken." But I probably heard it described most clearly one time when I was in the Holy Land. Oh, I'm sorry. The Holy Land is Ireland. I just presume people knew that, okay? Cardinal O'Fee, who was the primate of all of Ireland, went to the Synod on the Laity. And he stood up in front of all the bishops. And his intervention was probably the shortest ever given. He stood up and he said, "Paddy O'Shea was a man who went to church. He never missed a Sunday. But when he died, he went to hell for what he did on Monday." And then he sat down. Is the message clear? That we are being called to be the good shepherds. I don't know if you ever sing that hymn there or say the prayer that for me really captures this idea. It's the prayer of St. Teresa. "Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks compassion on the world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. You are his eyes, you are his feet, you are his hands, and we are his body." That to me is what it means to become the good shepherd for others. Can I ask you just to take a moment to reflect? In the last week, where have you been called to be that loving presence, that good shepherd to others? Who are the people that you encountered in your family, in your workplace, and in your neighborhood who are looking for that love and that compassion that reflects God to them? I promised to keep it to 10 minutes, and I forgot to look at my watch when I started. So let me just end with a story. And you may have heard the story of the man who lived on top of the mountain and he loved God very much. And every day as he walked on the mountain, he kept thinking and talking to his God until one day he forgot where he was, took one step too many, fell off the side of the mountain. It was a 1,000-foot drop. And halfway down, he knew he was going to die. And he noticed one small tree growing out of the side of the mountain. And he reached for it. Miraculously, he grabbed it. And he hung on until his arms began to become so tired, he knew he was going to fall. And so he shouted, "Is there anyone up there?" And suddenly a voice from heaven came and said, "This is your beloved Father. Trust me. Let go with your left hand." Reluctantly, he dropped his left hand, held on with his right hand, until his right arm became so tired, again, he knew he was going to fall. And so again, he shouted, "Is there anyone up there?" And again, the voice came and said, "This is your beloved Father. Trust me. Let go with your right hand and fall into my loving hands." And he looked up 500 feet, down 500 feet, and he shouted, "Is there anyone else up there?" In the reading today, it reminded us, there is no salvation by anyone else except by our Lord, the Good Shepherd. Yes, you've been consoled. But now will you take up your responsibility? As Peter told us in the Acts today, we are also filled with the Spirit and are being sent. Amen.